This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Two candidates have emerged as front runners in the Democratic primary race to represent Illinois' newly created 3rd Congressional District. State Representative Delia Ramirez and Chicago Alderman Gilbert Villegas are fighting to represent the district that stretches from Chicago's Avondale neighborhood to the western suburbs. Both candidates are Latino Democrats with roots on the northwest side of the city, but they're working to differentiate themselves in the competitive contest. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has more.
On a recent Saturday afternoon in Chicago's Belmont-Cragen neighborhood on the west side, State Representative Delia Ramirez posed a question to her supporters.
What kind of Democrat are we going to send to Congress?
It's a question that's not dissimilar from one Chicago Alderman Gilbert Villegas says he's asking voters on the campaign trail as well.
This district is going to elect a Democrat. The question is, what type of Democrat do they want to elect?
This district was created in the 2021 remapping process to reflect a growing Latino population in Chicagoland and to be a stronghold for the Democratic Party. But the race to represent this diverse district has become a familiar proxy battle for the future of the Democratic Party and for the future of Latino politics in Chicago. Jaime Dominguez is a Northwestern professor who studies Latino politics and is following the race.
There's a scramble right now in the leadership to determine whether or not, you're going to have a more leftist kind of progressive wing that's going to be the face of the party, or one that's more moderate.
When knocking on doors, Ramirez touts her progressive positions. She talks about her nonprofit work on affordable housing, her work in the Illinois legislature to expand Medicaid coverage to seniors in Illinois, regardless of immigration status, and to create an elected school board in the city of Chicago. Ramirez paints herself as a grassroots candidate and says she wants to elevate the voices of her community to the congressional level.
You are going to send, yes, the first Latina from the Midwest to Congress. That'll be the name. That'll be who physically goes and flies out there and represents you. But we're sending all of us.
Villegas is a former union truck driver and U.S. Marine veteran. He's talking to voters about what he sees as his progressive credentials as well, including his work that led to Chicago creating a universal basic income pilot program. On a recent Monday at a union building downtown, Villegas told members of SEIU Local 1 the story of his father dying suddenly when he was 8 years old. That left his single mom to care for him and his brother.
I know what it's like to struggle, so this campaign is personal to me, because I could think about my mom being concerned about childcare. I'm not going to forget where I came from.
In an interview, Villegas calls himself a pragmatic progressive, saying he'll work across the aisle in Washington. It's a label that may appeal to voters in the far reaches of the district, the dwellers of DuPage County, who up until the so-called blue wave of 2018 reliably helped send Republican candidates to Congress. Here's Dominguez again.
There's evidence, obviously, that these voters, will support conservative positions. These are voters who felt neglected by the Democratic Party.
Villegas and Ramirez believe that about 70% of the voters in this election will come from within Chicago city limits. Still, both candidates have been quick to highlight their groundwork in the burbs and say they will fight for all parts of the district equally in Congress. But another hurdle affecting this race and others, awareness there even is an election.
Nobody, I don't think that I know, knows about it. Never even heard of it.
In an afternoon spent in DuPage County's Bensonville neighborhood, it was hard to find a single person who knew about the primary election, let alone the candidates. Not only has the date of the election changed this year, but candidates are working to educate residents about the fact that they'll be voting in a brand new congressional district. The primary election is June 28th. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.